Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Being a firefighter is hard work. This training video from the Henrico County Fire Department shows just how hard it can be. For a long time, voices in these training exercises were all male, but not anymore.
So that was our first taste of fire and feeling, like they said, the heat in your gear. I said I couldn't imagine being a victim, but again, it makes us realize how fast we need to move.
Henrico has had women in the department for more than two decades, but it wasn't until last month that a three-person team went on duty made up entirely of women. Allie Maslowski with the Virginia Public Access Project says no one realized what was about to happen.
It happened twice recently, both times totally by accident. So, and I guess it means that there's enough female firefighters that just happened by chance.
The story by Hallie Parker in the Richmond Times-Dispatch quotes some men in the department as saying they didn't notice it because they just see each other as firefighters doing their jobs without regard to gender.
That's terrific. I think that's great. I think I read one of the newer firefighters that was involved in one of the all-female teams, you know, she was brand new to the role, so it didn't really strike her as monumental, but for the veteran, it was a much bigger deal.
And that would be Susan Caskey, a 25-year veteran, who says it was monumental to her because she can remember when women weren't allowed to be firefighters. Our next story is about one of Virginia's true scenic wonders.
Natural Bridge is 90 feet wide and over 200 feet tall, and estimated to weigh about 36,000 tons.
That's from a Smithsonian video. A highway, US 11, crosses Natural Bridge, but Allie, that might not always be the case.
They're considering developing a bypass to take traffic off of the Natural Bridge, which I didn't even know there was a highway on top of it. It's not visible from the ground.
Many people have driven over Natural Bridge without knowing it. About 2,000 vehicles go across every day. Now, it's really not known how that traffic affects Natural Bridge because the state doesn't inspect it.
Yeah, I guess it doesn't quite fall under the same category as a bridge that they would inspect, but it probably warrants looking into it since it's carrying the same traffic as a normal bridge does. Maybe having thousands of cars drive over it every day isn't the best for structural integrity.
State officials say there's no evidence of imminent danger for traffic on US 11 and no current plans for an inspection. As for the bypass idea, if that happens at all, it's decades in the future. This story was written by Lawrence Hammock with the Roanoke Times. Allie Maslowski is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.